Establishment media blasted for labeling Waukesha massacre a parade crash. By Paul Bois on November 23, 2021. CBS News, The Associated Press, AP, The Washington Post, and various other media outlets have been taking serious heat on social media for labeling the horrific attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a parade crash. On Sunday, suspect Darrell Lee Brooks Jr. allegedly plowed an SUV into crowds of people attending the Waukesha Christmas Parade, killing six people, including one child, and wounding at least 62 others. According to authorities, Brooks's alleged act was intentional and occurred shortly after a domestic disturbance incident. Police were not in pursuit of the suspect at the time of the alleged attack, contrary to early reports. Despite all of those facts, CBS News decided to label the incident a parade crash when covering Brooks's Tuesday court appearance, where he was charged with five counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The man accused of deadly Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, makes his first court appearance, CBS News announced. David Bigneau, lead national correspondent for CBS News, also repeated the parade crash label when announcing the sixth confirmed fatality, 8-year-old Jackson Sparks. A headline for CBS News also labeled Darrell Brooks the parade crash suspect. The Associated Press repeated the same label, referring to Brooks as a parade crash suspect. The far-left Washington Post had not one but two headlines describing the attack as an SUV slamming into people, with no mention of attack or massacre. Child is sixth to die after SUV slammed into parade in Wisconsin, prosecutor says, read one WAPO headline. Waukesha Christmas parade crash, five victims identified. Driver fleeing knife fight, authorities say, read another headline. Sky News, ABC News, The Hill, NPR, and CNN also labeled the attack a parade crash. Needless to say, the comments came fast and furiously, denouncing the labels for inexplicably minimizing the severity of Sunday's events.